Fat Dad Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fat Dad Podcast. I'm your host JB and welcome to episode 2. Today we are talking about 5 easy wins. That's 5 simple changes that I plan to make that will reduce my calorie deficit and just be healthier and help weight loss, hopefully. I've done quite a bit of research, so hopefully it'll be good. Unlike my waistline, my intros aren't big, so let's go straight into the episode. That's terrible. Coming up first, number one.
One.
Drink more water. So at the moment, I tend to go a whole day without a drink, which obviously is really bad. So one of my goals is to drink more water. Looking at an article I found on active.com's website, German researchers found that drinking 6 cups of water a day can raise resting metabolism by about 50 calories a day, which is enough to shed 5 pounds in a year. They've accounted this to the body's need to heat the water to body temperature. So that's good. There's also studies that show it'll help purify your skin, so it'll have better skin, which is nice. Help your hair grow strong. Plus it makes your urine smell less, so that's another bonus. That's always good. Nice clear urine, because sometimes mine's brown. So that's horrible. So that's the aim. I've got one of these 2.2 litre, the big gym bottles. I'm going to have a link in the show notes that you can go there. It is an affiliate link, so clicking on that, I might get a few pennies for it. So thanks very much for that. Yeah, so that's number one, drink more water. It's also supposedly suppresses your appetite, so you eat less, which again, very good. Okay, number two.
Two.
Less fizzy drinks. Now this is one of my worst habits. When I was working on a building site a few years ago when I was a builder, I'd drink, believe it or not, 2 litres of Coca-Cola, full-fat Coca-Cola a day, which I think probably did account for a large amount of my weight gain. Research into that has shown that if you had just 2 cans of Coke a day, which I had probably had a lot more than that, the calories are 90,800 calories a year, which is shocking. That's an extra 28.4 pounds of fat. It's 28,000 grams of sugar, and that's amounts to visualize that, that's 7,020 teaspoons of sugar, which is awful. It's pretty bad. So just by cutting that out, hopefully that'd mean a lot less calories, obviously. And I'm tempted to go for diet drinks. Looking into that, they're not even that good for you. Apparently people who have diet drinks are more likely to fail on their diets because they're still craving sugar. That tricks the brain into wanting more sugar. It actually triggers the sweet receptors in the brain, meaning that you're actually going to crave more sugar. So it's best to cut it out. So that will tie up with the drinking more water. So that's great. Number three.
Three.
Number three, more exercise. So my aim here is to walk 10,000 steps a day, which is the recommended goal that people go for. By walking 10,000 steps a day, with 3,000 of those steps at a brisk walk or jogging pace, at my weight, I should be burning off 820 calories a day. So I'll be doing that. There's plenty of apps out there. There's the Couch to Potato to 5K app, various other apps. I can go for a nice walk along the London River. What's it called? The Thames. That's where I work. So that'll be nice, have a little walk down there. Number four.
Four.
Smaller portions. So this, I am definitely terrible for this. I'll pile my plate with chips, then I cover that with beans. If everyone else is having 2 pieces of chicken, I'll always insist on 3. And then I'll end up eating the kids' leftovers as well, which is terrible. I looked into this and there's a few tips, like eat with a smaller plate. That sounds simple, but I'm not stupid, I'm just going to have 2 plates. So I'll probably stick to a normal size plate. They say aim for 2 portions of veg on your plate. You can also get these, I've seen these plates that have got the portions all laid out on them. Normally they're awful and they look like prison plates. You can get decent ones if you click the link in the show notes. I've got a nice one there over on Amazon, so that's worth a look. And number 5.
Five.
Less bread. I am terrible. I know I just keep saying I'm terrible. I'm pretty terrible in general. But I am terrible with bread. I could have two bread at breakfast, two at lunch for a sandwich, maybe four, and then two with my dinner to mop up all the juice. Like, what is it about bread mopping up juice? Oh, it's a bit juicy. Have a bit of bread. Mop it up with a bit of bread. Oh, yeah. So I need to cut that out. Apparently, let me just read this to you. If you cut out two slices of bread a day, you would save 160 calories per day, and as a reduction of 3,005 calories equals 1 pound loss, over the course of a month, you'd be reducing your calories by 4,800, which is roughly 1.4 pounds, which is roughly the recommended loss for a week. So 2 pounds, which is the recommended loss for a week. So it's an easy kill just by cutting out two slices of bread, which is great. So that was my five easy wins. Hopefully you'll take some value from that, and it'll help you in your own journeys. I've set up a few social media accounts, so you can check those out if you head over to @FatDadPod on Twitter. I'm also FatDadPod on the old Pinterest, where I'll be setting up the diet plan for our diet we'll be starting next week. I'm hoping to post the episode Sunday and also the diet plan, so anyone who wants to join in can join in. I've also ordered some scales, which are coming soon. Tomorrow, Amazon Prime, very good. Next day, thanks, Dad. So that's good. So I'll be able to weigh in before the diet and do everything properly. All right, then. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And we'll speak to you soon. Speak to you in the next episode.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
How about this one? As a famous doctor once said, I hope you're all ready for the next episode. Here we go.
Dr. Dre, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hold up. Yeah.